Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. So, on this Tuesday, a week after Super Tuesday, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it still super?
It was pretty super.
Good.
What did you think?
I thought it was super because it had an apartment in it, and if there was an apartment, there had to be a super. Ha ha ha. That was 17 across, for those of you keeping track, which is actually part of the theme, so I will say no more about that part.
Okay.
But, no, I found it to be pretty good.
Okay. Well, good. It didn't take me too long.
According to the computer, it took me 57 minutes and 9 seconds.
Whoa.
I think I did it faster than that. I was thinking like 18 or something.
I did it in 10:48.
Wow. Well, I really don't know how long it took me, so let's just say a minute and 37 seconds, and we'll call it good.
Okay. Well, the theme was different. It didn't have a revealer, and it all revolved around various notes on the harmonic scale.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the clues were just notes. And I looked at that and couldn't quite figure out what was going on. I was able to solve the puzzle without actually knowing the theme.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I went back and looked at the answers, it made sense. So the first one was, as you referred to earlier, 17 across. And the note there was A flat.
No, it was A B. Oh, is that A flat?
Yeah, A flat.
Oh, I thought it was A, B flat. I see what you're doing there. Okay.
Yeah, A flat.
A flat.
So, and the answer was apartment. So you had to actually say the note out loud, and then it made sense what the answer turned out to be. So 17 across, A flat, or A flat, is an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, 38 across, was a B flat. Or B flat, which means to lie down. And that was the answer for that one.
Yes.
And then 63 across, we had B sharp or B sharp. Look alive was the answer there. And was that all of them? No, there was another one, right?
Well, there was a...
There was one. 11 down was E sharp, and that was tech savvy, with the idea that E, like email or e-tech or e-file or e-card.
Right.
This was E sharp, so being sharp at electronics meant being tech savvy. That one was a little cryptic.
Hmm.
And I think that was all
well,
of them.
Well, in fact, there was a revealer.
There was.
33 down.
33 down.
Yes. Sort of hidden there.
Oh, yeah. Follow the note. Yeah, that's right. Follow the composer's notation or a hint to interpreting the four clues. And that was read music.
Yes.
Yes. So you did have to know a little bit about music.
Yep.
In order to solve. Well, you didn't really need it to solve the puzzle. But in order to understand the theme, yeah, you had to know a little bit about music.
Yes. Otherwise, I suppose you could have gotten it through the crosses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did for sure. So anyway, yeah, that was the theme. It was very clever.
Yes.
I thought, and very different. So anyway, yeah, I liked it.
Well, yeah, me too. I started off by automatically filling in wrong answers just to make things more exciting and challenging.
Well, no wonder it took you 57 minutes.
like one across, discontinue. I went for stop.
Oh.
But it was drop.
Yes.
So it's like stop till you drop or something like that.
I wanted to put end in there, but of course it wasn't long enough. And nothing else came to mind.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible? Stop. You could probably think of hundreds of different ways to say stop.
And I cease. Think of any halt. Of cease. Halt. Avast. Belay that order. No, I'm sorry. I've just lapsed into sea shantying here.
It was drop.
Drop. Speaking of drop, if we drop down to one down, feel the play, ? Was drama. I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And city blank, place for a population sign, city limits.
Where was that?
That was five down.
Oh, yes.
That was sort of interesting.
Uh-huh, yes.
And you can now please explain two down, double Dutch equipment, ropes.
Ropes, yes, that's a jump rope game.
I thought double Dutch was some sort of an oven.
Well, there's a Dutch oven. It's
what if
not
you have
a
two
double Dutch
what
oven.
What if you have one and you stack another one on top?
No.
Isn't that a double Dutch oven?
Double Dutch is a jump rope game.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you ever play double Dutch?
Oh, you bet.
I was playing it last week, but I forgot the name.
Uh-huh, right.
23 across, categorize was a sort.
That's right.
You know, there have been a few clues lately where it doesn't feel like they've got the right verb noun view of things. Like to categorize, I would say to sort. To assort, I guess I'm sure it's correct. It's in the New York Times crossword. It's probably been vetted by 50 people.
Well, you think of the word more like assorted, like assorted candies or something.
Exactly, as an adjective, not as a verb.
But I guess you could say I assorted something. No, you'd say I sorted it.
I sorted something, right.
Yeah, that is kind of odd, isn't it?
Oh, I've been seeing quite a few of these lately, and I think I'm not quite sure what's causing all that, but... I had trouble.
It's just like the slang.
Yeah, really. It's sort of the invasion of the verb noun swappers or something. I don't know. That sounds like a really bad Steven Spielberg movie.
Right.
Nine across, skewered meat dish. So I went for kebab.
Of course, I did too.
But it was satay. However that's pronounced. However it's pronounced, I'm sure it's not satay.
Well, it might be satay. I'm not. I thought coming off of that, the first A, 10 down, skilled performer, artiste.
Yes.
How about that? That's our Tuesday word. That's pretty fancy.
That worked well for me.
Artiste.
And they had the Persian honorific was aga.
Aga.
I'm sure I pronounced that wrong.
It's aga.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And actually, that's where I ended up because of my issue with kebab.
Oh.
And in fact, I think my very last, well, I'll tell you, 22 across, hello in Mandarin, ni hao. I knew that, but I had no idea how to spell it.
You knew that?
Ni hao. Mm-hmm.
I didn't
well, know I that. Thought, this is terrible, but I thought that was how you said hello in Japanese. And so...
I have no
maybe
idea.
Maybe I've confused the two languages.
I do not know.
I mean, that's the only word I know in one of them. I just don't know which one.
I did know 16 across. Reply to grazie was prego.
Mm-hmm. So grazie means thank you?
Yes, and prego means...
Why should you have to respond to a thank you? Or does that mean like...
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Like we would say, if you said thank you, you'd say you're welcome.
I would?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might just
or
sort
you
of...
might say, my pleasure. Or you might say, no problem.
I'd probably say, don't ask me to do that again.
Oh,
because I'm a rude person.
That I do remember. I don't remember too much Italian, but I do remember prego.
Well, I remember...
Nazi and prego.
I remember the sauce.
Well,
because there's a sauce called prego,
yes,
right?
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. That means you're welcome.
I found it interesting, though, even though I couldn't spell ni hao 22 across, I could spell 52 across, you can say that again, and how. So he had ni hao and how.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm.
I like that symmetry there. I am sure it is just completely coincidental.
Mm.
Even though Andrew Kingsley and Garrett Chalfin, I'm sure, had the ability to make it so if they felt so inclined. I was delighted to see 20 across, Blanc, who is known as the man of a thousand voices, Mel.
Mel Blanc.
What's up, Doc? That's my tribute.
don't even try to impersonate Mel Blanc.
Can't be done. 37 across, Shakespearean tisk, phi.
Yes.
Phi definitely wins over tisk.
I didn't realize phi meant tisk.
Hmm.
I guess, you know, I've heard that word used in Shakespearean plays, but I didn't realize that's exactly what it meant.
I don't even know if people don't say tisk. They go, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So they really shouldn't say phi. They should just go, bye, bye, bye. I don't know what, okay, anyway. I have to work on the pronunciation of phi now.
I think you got that.
All
right. It's right next to lie down. You got five and lie.
That's true. And then we have vi, V-I-I, of 41 across, which is actually x minus I-I-I.
Yes.
10 minus 3, which is 7, V-I-I.
That's right.
Sort of like that bringing in of the Roman numeral arithmetic there.
Yes. Well, this had a lot of unique words.
Like yes.
Tech savvy and artis. I don't know if there's any debut, but ones you don't see too often.
I bet 28 across, well, maybe as a debut, not playing any songs as a radio station. So I wanted it to be something like Go Dark or oh. or Shut Down.
Oh.
But it was All Talk.
All Talk, yes.
And as far as All Talk is concerned, so getting back to your question as to whether or not that was a debut, our good friends of at xwordinfo.com will be pleased to tell us that there were no debuts in this crossword. There was one that has only been used once in the modern era, but had been used previously. Interestingly, it was Read Music as the answer. So it was used today and in 1976.
Wow.
That's it.
Quite a gap.
And just the fact that they only have used it twice.
Yeah.
Must be something about Read Music that makes it hard to work into a grid.
Yeah.
Interesting. 58 across was pancakes sometimes served with caviar. Blini.
Blini.
Is that how it's pronounced? It's not pronounced blini?
I thought it was blini.
Well, you're talking to Mr. Paramus here, so as opposed to the correct pronunciation of Paramus, just had to throw that in to demonstrate to Randall that we are paying attention. And let's see, I think that's probably it for the crossword, a fine crossword, I believe. Mm-hmm. But it is Tuesday,
yes,
which
it is.
Means it is time for Triplet Tuesday. And listeners, Triplet Tuesday is where one of us presents three clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other. The answer to all three clues is one three-letter answer. The object to guess that answer in as few clues as possible. We do it three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday. And I am pleased to announce that I'm not going to make a fool of myself this week unless I can't read, because you're on the hot seat.
Yes, I am.
Or in the hot seat, above the hot seat. All right. Are you ready?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, and listeners, remember, if you want to join in, get ready to hit the pause button. And as soon as I read the clue, hit pause, contemplate it, and see if you do as well as Gene. All right, and let us know. Crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Here we go.
Okay.
Crash site? Question mark.
Crash site. Bed.
Nope. No. Trig function.
Trig function.
She's thinking it over. She's making various sounds.
Sign.
What?
Sign.
No. Actually, that would only be three letters. It would be pronounced sin. Anyway, fold-up bed.
Cot.
Correct. Crash site. When you're exhausted, you crash on a cot.
Uh-huh.
And a trig.
I said bed.
You were close.
Uh-huh.
Trig function was cotan.
Cotangent. Okay. Yep.
All right. Nicely done. Okay, here is your second set of clues. Listeners, we hope you're doing well as well. Game center.
Game center.
Correct.
Game center. Game center.
She's still thinking it over. It's the trouble with all this dead air. And people keep nattering away when you're trying to think.
Zoo.
Nope. Oh. Toe procedure.
Toe procedure.
Correct.
Is that spelled T-O-E or T-O-W?
T-O-E. Sorry, I had to contemplate that one for a moment.
Toe procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Toe procedure. Big.
Nope. That's very good. Tick blank toe.
Tack.
Correct.
Oh, toe procedure.
Yep.
And the first one was tack.
The first one was game center. Tic-tac-toe. So tack is in the center.
Oh, wow. That's really cryptic.
Yep. I was going for cryptic for the first one. I'm trying to make it so you don't like answer all three in one guess. Uh-huh. All right. Here is your third set of clues.
Okay.
Salam.
Salam?
Correct.
Could you spell that?
S-A-L-A-A-M. Salam.
Tax.
Nope. Oh. It comes after the last number.
It comes after the last number. Comes after the last number. There is no last number.
24, the last number.
I don't know.
Okay. What a cellist may take on stage in two senses.
What a cellist?
What a cellist may take on stage in two senses.
In two senses. Bow.
Correct.
Or bow.
Right.
Okay.
So salam, I think you say salam and then bow. Oh. It comes after the last number, after the last number in a production, you bow.
Yeah. I guess so.
You got it. You got all of them.
In three.
Mm-hmm. Hey, at least you didn't do it in four.
That's true.
So bravo. Nicely done. These were ultra hard. They were uber hard, but doable. All right, that is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. And thank you again for making this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of Wednesday's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.